All right, Alex Martin, Indiana, fell, I think, second moto. Not a great day for you in the mud, slop, but, I mean, a couple of top tens, I think. I don't know where you were overall.
Yeah, I went 9-9 for 10th. So, I mean, yeah, it was enough to seal basically second overall in the series. So we had a pretty healthy gap over Cooper, Justin Cooper, at this point. So, yeah, today was just all about getting through it safe with the mud. It was kind of like, well, you know, if you get a start, try and run up front. If you don't, try and salvage whatever you could. I mean, honestly, the track was very, very technical. And I had a good moto going in the first one. I was up to seventh and making ground on the guys ahead of me. And all within about one lap, 20 minutes in, I crashed three times. And I got to the point where I could not even make it through the second corner after the start. So I started like going kind of around, like on the water lane. Like, I literally couldn't get through that corner. And honestly, like, my arms are so tired when I came off the track just from bench pressing my motorcycle. So in second moto, the track came around. I had a little bit better start and had a battle with Justin Cooper. It seems like we've kind of found each other the last three nationals. Like, we've been just riding around in the back half of the top 10, you know, which is a bit depressing. But, yeah, and he was able to get me. And then Savastri got me on the last lap there, which was kind of a kick to the nuts. And, yeah, kind of a bummer day, but honestly, I'm just really looking forward to some time off.
How much were you stressing over practice because some heavy hitters didn't make it?
It never really occurred to me. Like, I had some bitchin' lines, and I sent it, and I came around, I saw P3, and I'm like, okay, we're dialed. And then I came around again, and I saw P29 overall, and I'm like, oh, shit. So then I put in another lap, and I think I was ninth in our practice, but 32nd overall. And I think maybe the only guy to qualify from TLD, and it was like, and then some of the Husky guys didn't make it, and a lot of factory guys didn't make it, and I'm like, this is weird. It was a really bizarre practice.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know how you fix it, but yeah, it was, you know, like I said, McElrath only got in because he was top 10 in the points, you know?
Right, exactly. And I think, I mean, the B guys will never go for this, but I think really you should have the A guys go first.
Oh, stop it. You get enough advantages.
I know. I mean, good for Hunter Sales and the guys. You know, that's a career record-breaking day. So, but yeah, I mean, we're just happy to make it through healthy and looking forward to things to come.
Moving on next year to a new team, we all know that. 2 years here at TLD, some good outdoor rides, never could get healthy in Supercross. Overall, your time here, how are you going to remember it?
It's been a great 2 years. I mean, I had a lot of fun with the team. Tyler Keefe has been a great team manager for me and a lot of great guidance and advice, and someone I'll probably go to for advice in the future. And, you know, nothing but good things to say. Like, I move on, and we move on good terms. And, you know, we were able to – last year's outdoor season kind of is hard because I probably had second in the bag.
You had second in the bag. Let's just call it second.
So, and then this year we were able to get second again. So, I mean, it's – obviously we want to win. I mean, on the star bike, we were winning races and in the championship on as well, and I kind of feel like we haven't went forward these last 2 years. But at the end of the day, we have had some moto wins. I got a podium in Supercross. We got second in the outdoor series, and I really don't think that I've hit my ceiling yet. I do feel like I have more potential, and we kind of just need to cater my program for me, and I think we can be up there.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.